Welcome to another live edition of the Saints Playoff Report. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. The Saints are back in practice now, JD. They were back today preparing for the Minnesota Vikings, who happen to have the number one defense right now.
Yeah, number one in critical categories. Number one in scoring defense, number one in total defense yards allowed, and also number one in third down conversions against. They're about 25.3% in terms of holding teams to third down conversion. So that's a great statistic for them. And the Saints didn't have great success against them the first time. Kicked a lot of field goals in situations where they really wanted to score touchdowns.
Quarterback Drew Brees has a healthy respect for this Vikings defense.
They're extremely well coached. They have great players. I mean, they've got great athletes. They have Pro Bowl caliber players. It's a really good scheme. Those guys played very well. They're very sound. They just play well together, high energy. They just do everything very, very well.
You have that photogenic memory, so what do you draw from on the first game?
Well, you know, we didn't get a ton of opportunities, you know. I mean, we had eight drives. Five of those were pretty good drives. We just didn't, you know, only got a touchdown on one of those five, you know. So when you think about this game and this team and us going against this defense, you know, you just want to be as efficient as possible. You know, every play is that important, and every yard, every inch is that important to get yourself in the third and manageable situations, to be able to move the chains, and then obviously if you're able to possess the ball and get down into scoring position, you want touchdowns. You know, I mean, that's where you can really capitalize, and they're a very, very good defense all the way around, especially on third down, especially in the red zone, so we got our work cut out for us.
When the Saints played the Vikings in the season opener, cornerback Marshon Lattimore had his first start in the NFL. The Saints weren't sure what they had then, but I'm pretty sure we have a good idea now.
Yeah, he looks to be a lockdown corner, exactly what the Saints were hoping he would be, but I don't think anybody had an idea that Marshon Lattimore would be as good as he has been. He was a top five projected pick. He fell to the Saints at number 11, had some hamstring issues at Ohio State, so people didn't know exactly how he was going to hold up in the NFL. But look at this rookie season. Five interceptions led the team. 18 pass breakups led the team. He also had a touchdown on an interception return. So he's shown all kinds of ability that the Saints were hoping to find in a lockdown type corner.
And we clearly have seen so much growth from Marshon throughout this season.
100% better. Because all I knew was, man, like, you know, first game, you know, I didn't know really too much zone. I didn't understand a lot of, you know, concepts and everything like that. But now, you know, I know it. You know, I know all that. So it's going to be a totally different game. You know.
Now that you know that, how much are you looking forward to getting back out there and showing what you have against those two receivers?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for it. I can't wait.
On Sunday, left guard Andres Pete was carted off the field. Now, it's never a good sign when you have to be carted off. So if he can't go this weekend, the Saints will look to Senio Kelemete to fill his place.
I mean, pretty much I prepare every game the same like I'm going to play. So, I mean, pretty much, you know, you go into games, you just never know what's going to happen. You just got to be on your A game. And, you know, that's when your preparation takes over and you just, you know, you don't miss a beat. You go out there and you execute and play at a high level.
You've been a part of this team for a few years, but have you ever seen anything like what you guys have gone through on this offensive line?
Never. I've never seen this, you know, just so many injuries to the O-line, and yet still we were able to still gel together and put a good, you know, running attack and be able to protect Drew the way we do. It's pretty amazing. Just that shows the type of guys we have in our room and, you know, the flexibility that we have in the room. So,
do you come into a season saying, okay, you expect to cross-train at all these positions and you expect to maybe have to do this, or is that just something that develops on the fly?
I feel like it kind of you kind of develop it on the fly because you just don't know. You know, during training camp, you got, 90 guys, and you just – there's a lot of bodies, and, you know, 1 week you can be playing guard, next week you can be playing tackle. So it's just you got to be ready, and you just – you know, I feel like you just kind of develop.
First day back at practice for this week, J.D., what are the injury updates?
Well, we know Andres Pete was not a part of the participation today, so hopefully we're wishing for the best, but doesn't look like he's going to be a go. Also, wide receiver Brandon Coleman was not on the field during the portion of practice that we were able to see. We're not exactly sure what his status will be as we go forward, but obviously we'll try to keep up with that. Michael Thomas wasn't on the field at the beginning, but he did come back. I don't know exactly what the situation was, but he got stretched. He started participation, so it looks like he's going to be a go. Well, it doesn't look like he's going to be a go. He's going to be a go.
Make sure you guys check out the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com, and we will be back with another Saints playoff report tomorrow. Thanks for watching. I'm Cindy Robinson with John DeShazer.